looks not good, and I wear the G-string because it makes me feel hot. It makes me cool and it hugs my butt. I know girls look at me and sometimes I look at them too. And you know what they say? I'm the man. I am the man.
Hello everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. So this is your first time show. I'd like you just to click on Creation Light Ship Healing. You can go on any day if you wish, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Just click on Creation Light Ship Healings and scroll down. And we decided to do some water charging tonight, so that'll probably be in 15 minutes or so. So if you'd like to get a glass of water, you can do so. Normally people just get like 8 ounces in a glass. That's very adequate here. And we'll have this light beam charge up the water for you. So what we're going to first do is do some work with this light beam. So if you'd like to scroll down on your screen, and it's about an inch or so down your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. So if you just got on the site, click, scroll down, and if you want to go to the fast chat to communicate with us, underneath this light beam, it'll say BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that, and a screen will come up on the left side. And then you can comment, give us information on what you may want to experience, possibly, or comment on, so we can comment back to you. So what we're going to do now is charge a light beam up, and then we're going to do some healing work with this here. One of those is getting us back into our bodies more. Another one will be a chakra clearing, and then dropping our mind consciousness back into our heart. So just kind of watch this beautiful light beam now, and she's going to fill your living room full of this beautiful love energy or wherever you are. And what normally happens is you're going to see the rays around her head change slightly. And you're also going to be able to maybe sense her eyes becoming a little more brighter. And she may start to lift off of the screen looking like she's almost living as a real person in front of you. And then I do have people who like to put their hand about a foot away from their monitor screen and actually feel the energy in their hand, palm chakras, or fingers. So she's almost fully energized now, so she'll be with us for this night session here. And what we'll do first is the chakra alignment. Our chakras go out of alignment through energy cordings from people that, you know, shouldn't be done to us, but people think thoughts and they connect to our chakras, taking our spirit energy away from our physical body. And the chakras can be turned sideways or backwards, many different ways. And these can be out, you know, through different parts of your whole life. So I do a special clearing on that called the chakra clearing, where we go back each year and reestablish the divine energy in your energy template for this year, so that your chakras are fully in alignment. So we're going to first go to your heart center. And this is where your spirit resides, and this is why we always work with that first. So we're going to go to there and do some moving here of your heart center a little bit here. You might feel it move inside of you. And that feels perfectly fine for everybody. Now we're going to move up to the throat chakra. And I'm yawning, so there's something happening there with maybe one of you, or maybe more. So we're now going to correct the throat chakra so it's properly positioned in your energetic body. And this is what your spirit connects to. Perfect. Next, we're going to go up one more level. Go up to your sixth chakra, your forehead, and reposition that. But that was a snap. No problem there with anybody. Now we're going back down to our power chakra and our solar plexus. And I got it again. Wow, okay. So moving that around a little bit. There we go. Perfect. Now we're going down below the navel, second chakra. This is your creativity. And there we go. Perfect. And first chakra. Great. We'll do an opening now, if you like. Just sit back and relax. Like we said, the healings that we do are live on this show, and they also work on the archives. as long as you do not go to the creation light ship. If we go to the light ship, they will not work, but otherwise all these healings will work on the archives. So we're going to go to your heart center now and open up this chakra. I'll use the word spin, and you may feel more energy flowing through your body. This is to help you do healing with yourself. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And number six, third eye, spin, 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 spin. Wow. And we got some energy attachments here, so let me just take those away here. Somebody out there has maybe been out too much out of their body, possibly, maybe meditating for too long. There's some psychic cords that we're releasing right now. That shouldn't be that strong of energy coming back through me here. So there we go. That feels fine. Sixth chakra. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now to your third chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now your body width, so you should feel a lot more energized. And what we're going to do next is drop your consciousness into your spirit, into your heart center. Remember, this energy field has to surrender to your spirit. It's an energy body in itself, your awakening consciousness. So here it comes. If you want to use the term ego, you can use that. So for the people who are new, just kind of visualize your forehead as a 10th floor. We're going to drop you down like an elevator into your heart center. And this is your first floor. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Boy, I've got it again. Wow.
Somebody out there needs a lot of help. So here we go again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Okay, so what we're going to do now is release some of these dark energies that are here from somebody out there, okay? And we're going to do this release right now because this is affecting the healings coming through a little bit to the person who has these dark energies. So what sometimes happens is that because these energies know that we're doing a show, they'll actually come forth and want to get healed. That's how I perceive it. Sometimes they come through to try to cut off my connection for the show here, but that very seldom ever happens. So the way I can tell is that my voice all of a sudden crackled just for probably a few words, and it gets back put into place by the light ship. So I'm just assuming right now, the way I'm checking out here, is that somebody there has some energies that would like to have a healing, and they came to you to be released. So we're doing this right now. And if they are energies that are soulless beings that are around you, or maybe even in you, they have the opportunity now to come into light frequency. And so what will happen is the creation light ship will give them the opportunity to have a spirit, a soul in their form that they're in right now, okay? Remember, they are in a body form, and they can now be released from you if they wish and have a spirit and be in the light as opposed to being in the darkness. So this is happening right now. So we'll just release these energies now. Wonderful. And I felt them leave. Very nice. So wonderful healing here. I get there's probably about a half a dozen or so that actually came into the light. So what we're going to do now is drop you down more into your heart center, your waking consciousness. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. It should feel a little more centered in your bodies now. And I have a question here. Is Ron part of the Ashtar Command? No, I'm not. I'm not affiliated with any of the Galactic Federation, anything else that's out there, I'm right from the light ship. I don't particularly trust those energies. Not that they're bad, they're all bad, but they mimic the light quite a bit, and they're causing a lot of havoc on our planet now. And these energies are what actually killed Jesus. So depending on how they came in, what they're telling you, what they're aligned with, you know, it's hard to say, but I'm not affiliated with any of the Galactic Federation energies. So that should answer that question, I believe, here. So what we're doing now is going to bring you more into your heart centers. We need to do a little more for people. So again, 1098-765-4321. And again, 1098-765-4321. And again, 1098-765-4321. That feels very good. We're now going to do some entity releases. Do some more of these here. This will take away energies that are connected to you, either on the outside of your body, could be corded to you. It could be attached to your skin if you have a cut, we'll say. And an entity is going to attach to that and take your healing energy away from you without coming into your body. If you get a headache, they can come to that too to take your energy. So they come in too to our consciousness and have us do weird things. So all of these are what entities do. They're normally emotional bodies, which you may want to call spirits, from people who passed on. And they live off your life force energy. And then the other energies that can attach to you are from the dark side. And they do the same type of process here as a connection to you. So what we're going to do right now is clear away some more entities. You may feel them leave your body. Then we're going to bring back to you your spirit fragments that have left. Everybody has different amounts that come back to them. You know, we could have millions out there that have left us in this lifetime. So this is why most people are only 20% of their body. And the other 80%, if it's not you, then who is it, you know? If you're not home, who is? And typically the other 80% then would have to be entities. So what you are to them is like a host in order to give away your spirit energy to them. And they live on the life force that's in your body. So that's kind of negative, but that's the way it works here. So this is why you have to regain your spiritual identity to get into your body fully for your own particular protection and to become a spiritual being in the physical body. Otherwise, you're going to be a being walked with entities, so you don't have your spiritual energy that way. So we're going to bring more of you back in. I'll count to 10 here. The parts of you that left are healed now, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Wonderful. So you should feel maybe a little heavier in your body. You may want to just stand up for a moment and kind of stretch and maybe do a few steps if you like. And get your glass of water. And I'll get Sylvia now to come on, and then we'll do the water charging. Are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hi, everyone. It's Friday night, and it's the third night in our series talking about the universal shift this week and doing beautiful healings with the light ship. So thank you for being with us. It's wonderful to be here with you. As Ron said, if you have any questions, you can go ahead and type them on the fast chat, and we're going to get into our topic of talking a bit more about the ways that you can prepare for the upcoming universal shift and about the energies that are coming into the planet at this time. And I see that there's a few requests for particular healings on the fast chat, so thank you guys for sending those in, and we will try to get to all of those throughout the hour. So, Ron, maybe you can just start a little bit by talking about what the universal shift is in case we have people that are tuning in tonight perhaps for the first time.
Okay, so just briefly, the Creation Light Ship is physical when you go to it, and it comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process to help out, we'll just say, our planet and the people on it to awaken to moving into a new consciousness. It actually goes throughout the whole universe since it created the universe, and it's here to take away the densities. So basically, What's happened is that a long time ago, when the source energies started doing creations, they realized that since they believe in free will and free choice and love, that creation kind of became a little muddied up because free will kind of got, you know, into too much free will. And so they decided to check on the energies every 2,000 years so they could keep track of all the different creations in the light. And the light ship only creates light. It never creates anything that's of darkness, and it only works with love. And so this is the basic foundation for the creation light ship. So it comes here every 2,000 years. Last time it showed up was when Jesus walked the earth, when he was teaching ascension and his spiritual teachings on how to clear your body out of density so you could ascend. And what happened was is that we did not ascend, which means that you did not take your body with you. So if you live back then, there were people who did do the work, who understood, but basically the basic population here was not reached, and the earth spirit decided to hold itself back spiritually from evolving into a higher consciousness because it would have killed all the life forms on it. And so we're dealing with now in ourselves our own bodies of 4,000 years of density instead of 2,000. So it's much harder for us to understand what's really happening. Plus, we have all the other same problems that Jesus had as entities and off-planet mind control being sent to us. And so, as above, so below. So what happens is that Galactic Federation is in charge to help us, to be the overseers for us, for our spiritual teachings, and to protect us from off-planet extraterrestrial beings. I'll use the word UFOs, etc., from coming here and doing us harm. The harm is, we'll just talk about like ET abductions from people. I can go on for that for quite a while. I get calls all the time from people who have had problems. Once they've been abducted and they know about it consciously, their whole life is like ruined. But that should not be happening. Galactic Federation is allowing us to have war. They're allowing us to have bad weather patterns. They brought us duality. They brought us our wonderful religions here, which the basic teachings is to go outside of yourself and pray to idols outside of yourself to dilute your spiritual energy. And when you do that, you start getting courted by these energies, and they can take your energy whenever they wish to because you connected and aligned yourself with the source that is not of the divine. Just because it's called God doesn't mean that that's created you. So you have to realize that they brought that terminology forward, at least in our lifetime of using the word God. Maybe other words that people have used in the past, but anything outside of yourself is not of the divine. And the divine, the creation light ship, only works in the now. And so what happens is what's not in the now is thought energy, thought projections. And the thought projections, like I said on many shows, is, in a sense, the dark side attempting to control you in the matrix of thought. And that's the New Age teachings now, unfortunately, is that they switched over from heart energy into mind energy, how to create a parking place, how to use your mind to create things in your life that you desire, which nothing's really wrong with that, but what's happening to the people that have to give up something for you. So it's all basically energy of manipulation. And heart energy does not work that way. So that's the difference on the two. You have mind versus the heart. This is why we dropped you into your heart center at the beginning of this show so you could feel what it's like to be with your spirit, to be with that divine energy. And believe me, your heart energy would never want to hurt or kill anything. It's the mind that does. So what we have is on this planet, the battle of the minds, one mind trying to overtake the next somehow. And that works as above, so below. It's with the Galactic Federation. Remember, they're teaching us how to do these things, okay, and giving us information, the high technology, special warring tools, etc., on how to kill ourselves off through what they're doing. So it's not a good situation. And like I said, as above, so below, when they choose to change, it'll change down here. And that's kind of the whole process of what's happening. So the main thing is to know yourself, get into yourself, get into your body, get into your heart center so you can work with yourself for the universal shift. So what we're going to do here is the first healing here, we're going to work with, work with our central nervous system here in our brain. That's indicated here, neurological disturbances. So we ask this beautiful light being to do this for us here. And we should all have our glass of water, so because our show is getting close to about half over already, we're going to now do some water charging along with this other process of healing. So this beautiful light being is activated. We'll have her come in a little stronger here. And I would like you to take your glass of water and put it in front of you and put one hand on each side of it. And she's going to start to activate this energy. The light shift only works, the beams on only work heart to heart. They will never go against your free will of consciousness, okay? So you may feel your heart getting warm as they come into your heart, and they'll... or she will put her energies down your arms and into your palm chakras, and this is being activated right now. And this water charging takes about 20 seconds to do. And again, just relax here. And you may feel yourself getting warm, you may feel tingles. And like I said, if you wish to put your hand after this in front of your monitor, you're going to feel the amount of energy that she's transmitting to you, heart energy, into your room. You can feel it right on your hand. Okay, this water does feel pretty good to me, so take a sip of your water. Mine's always good. Mine's a little thicker this time compared to before, but it's still very, very kind of like juicy. Goes down quick. It's very tasty. How's your water, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's very, actually, just like you said, it's almost as though somebody put a little gelatin in there and makes it taste thicker than water. That's great.
So we're doing a healing now on our central nervous system and how our brain connects and works with us that way here. So this may help people with sleep disorders, possibly. So we're going to work with that right now. We have another request to do a pain body healing. So here we go. We're going to go back in time. This is one of the healings that I do. I go with each chakra. The chakras are just a way to have us understand what the light beings are doing. It's only about 1% of the work, though. But for us, with our simple minds here, trying to figure out how things work, they use the chakras so we can understand a little bit here. So here we go. We're going into your pain body right now. And we're going to go back a few years. So if you had any pain, maybe a car accident or some kind of chronic pain, this may help you out. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And next to your back. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. Wonderful. So we're going to do another type of pain body healing here. We'll just branch off on this one here. We're going to do the pain body and concentrate below the waist, then we'll go above the waist. So if anybody's had any accidents with their ankles or knees, here we go. We're going to do more of a specialized healing here. So below the waist, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. Now we'll do above the waist, up to the top of your head. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, next we'll do an emotional clearing here. And here we go. Same process. This is going to clear out the emotional densities that you have. The emotions are kind of the maybe the action of what's happening with a situation. So you decide to do a situation of something, and this is like the chapter heading, the emotions. The feeling body, which we also do, is how this affected you, how it got imprinted, like pain, okay? So they're a little different. We'll do the feeling body after the emotional. So here's the emotional. This is like you're going to put your finger into the flame on the stove, and all of a sudden your body jerks back, and you go, man, that, wasn't a very good experience. Well, the feeling body is, man, I got a blister. This thing really hurts. So it really takes in the event that happened. So it's like, the same coin with different sides on it. So we go emotional clearing. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do on these clearings. The light ship, light beings are doing this for you. This is not like earthly processing and modality. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So we'll do the feeling body, then I'll have you just look at yourself and just see how you feel here. Feeling body. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So let's let you sit with this for a little bit. If you want to look upon a situation that happened to you in your life, maybe in the last 3 years, these healings are probably upwards of 90% completed. But just kind of look at a situation, and it should seem very, very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. And you shouldn't have the anxiety and the fear and the pain of whatever was associated with that trauma that you've experienced. You're going to be able to see it, but it's going to be very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. So just kind of sit back and relax and have some of your water, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes here. Comment on the fast chat here of the light being changing frequencies. So what we're going to do is there are some beautiful children on the creation light ship, and they're naturally light energy also. And some light beings live for a long time. They could live for thousands of years. What we're going to do is bring in some children, and we're going to bring in the ones that are probably, we'll just say, around 10 years of age. As far as our time sequencing here. So we'll ask a couple to come forward here. And I see two young girls coming here. And they're going to come now and bring their energy in. And they're starting right now. So here she comes. And here comes the other one here. They're very, very beautiful. Very, very precious beings. You may feel them around you right now. They're connecting to your heart center. I feel them on my shoulders, connecting to my heart center. And they're very, very precious. They'll do some healing work on us also. So they're here. So again, just relax a minute here and request a healing.
Thank you.
Leah, back to you.
Okay, well, we have quite a number of wonderful comments and questions on the fast chat. We have one that's asked, is it possible to live forever?
Well, with the right body type, and if you release the judgments, yes, you can take your body with you continuously, as long as you don't pick up the densities. So remember, we're starting off here with a body that's very, very dense. Once you release the densities out of it and your spirit can come fully into it, then yes, that is a possibility. So, yeah, why not? You know, remember, the light ship's energies can come in and sustain you completely as long as you're with your spirit. So once your spirit's with you, then you can have a spiritual physical body. This is what we talk about on this show for ascension. See, what we are now is a spirit in a body of a dense, earth-based physical body. So you're an earth body that's living on the planet here. And you have a spirit in you that's here now in this lifetime for you to do the ascension. That's why it's basically here. All spirits that came that are living now are here to help everybody on this planet ascend. But you have to get rid of the density to have it help you. When you were born, it was helping you, although you didn't realize that because you weren't conscious. And then as you go through the school of hard knocks, you start losing your spirit energy, and now we have to regain it back over again. And so, yes, after the body is a spiritual, physical body, yes, it can live forever. Back to you, Sylvia.
Another question we have is, when we get more of our spirit into our body, will we be reversing aging?
Yes, as long as, that would be correct, because then you can go back to your initial blueprint and maybe do some changing of that and pick a time in your life where you want to be physically. When people pass on, they pick a certain time in their life that they wish to be after their dying process, and they show up to people. They don't always show up at the age that they died at. And so they'll come to the age of which they thought was the perfect age for them. So this is how that process works, and it's the same with you. How you wish to have your body remanifested, and at what time and what age.
We also have a request on the fast chat about doing a sample of the parallel lives clearing. So maybe we could talk about what that involves and how that whole system of parallel lives was brought to us through the Galactic Federation.
Yeah, bless their hearts.
Yeah.
So they did it again to us. if you listen to the shows here, you're going to realize that we're not really too in favor of the Galactic Federation, only because they brought duality here. So what happened was, in order to delude you spiritually from becoming whole, they kept you busy at night when you're sleeping. And so they created and had you come into other bodies. If you think, you know, we have, you know, how many people are on the planet? 6 billion people. Well, do they all have brand new spirits? Well, maybe not. Maybe there's 200 to 300 of them out there, which your spirit is sharing that body and being in there doing work. You know, people do have glimpses of other lifetimes. Maybe they feel they've been someplace. Maybe they have the urge to go to somebody. Or somebody even tells you that, you know, there's somebody that looks like you in this other town, you know. You may have had that happen to you or heard about something like that. So what they do is the dark side has managed, and I'll use the word through the Galactic Federation. Remember I said as above, so below. If they're in 100% light, this would be like heaven on earth here, okay? And the reason why it's not is because they're not protecting us. And the law of non-interference is a cop-out. That this is what they tell everybody, but yet they're interfering daily with us continuously. Just ask anybody who's had an ET abduction, okay, how they feel about that against your free will. And there's other things too, but and mind control and the weather patterns. But we'll get back now on topic here. So what happens is they have bodies that they take your spirit into, and you start living in that body. So now all of a sudden maybe you have 200 to 300 parallel lifetimes at one time going on. Well, how do you ever expect to do anything in your one physical body to be in the now? It's very difficult to be in the now when you're fragmented out that much. You know, you can bring as much to you as you can, but if you have these other lifetimes in the way, you're going to start to have residue. So what happens is, let's just say one of these bodies happens to have a missing arm. So your spirit now comes back into your body, and it no longer has an arm because this other body doesn't have one. So is your arm going to have healing done to it in your, you know, in that location? No, it can't, because your spirit is broken up, okay? It's separated from its spiritual truth. So this is why you want to get rid of your parallel lifetimes here. And like I said, most people probably have 200 or more of them. And you can kind of even ask yourself, go inside and, you know, ask your spirit. This is what I tell everybody to do, is to go inside of your heart. This is why we start the program off this way, so you can be connected to your own divinity. This, your divinity, yourself, your spirit has all of your answers. And, you know, getting rid of the parallel lives is just wonderful, because then you're living one life in the now rather than many lives in the now. But thanks to the dark side taking your energy and diluting it. And that's the sad thing, is that how do you get whole and complete, you know, when you're doing past lives or future lives or just lives anytime? All you want is one life. Now this is what you signed up for when you came here. So they have many tricks. The main trick they use is mind control. And from there, you know, they create different scenarios for us, different types of religions, different organizations, different ways to dilute your energy through the mind. Some things may sound okay to you and other things may not, but the main thing is that this is why you want to get connected to your own spirit, so you can get your own truth, because your truth is your truth, and then your truth is everybody else's truth too, because it's divine truth. But you have to go inside to do that. This is the teachings of Jesus. You know, I'm sure he didn't tell everybody to go out and do prayers to save the planet or to do other things. You know, his main teaching was to go within. That's what he was against, is people doing group ceremonies, okay? The whole thing is to go within, to know your own divinity. Don't get hooked up and connected to energies that are outside of yourself. So those energies can cord you, take your energy from your spirit, from your body. They can eventually, in a sense, kill you or cause you a lot of harm to your body. So the whole thing is to go inside and know yourself. This is the main thing that you have to do for the ascension process. So, back over to you, Sylvia.
So, we did have a question or a request to do a sampling of the parallel lives clearing.
Okay.
Is that something that can
Thank
be done?
You. Here we go.
Okay.
So, just I get in the moment, and the moment that we talked about earlier, I'm already in the next moment, so I don't always hang on to that information. So, here we go, a parallel life clearing. So we're going to release you from some parallel lives here, and we'll do five of them right now. So you may feel energy shifting with you. So the first life, number one, so we'll do the chakra clearing again. This is just a way to work with the energies. So sixth chakra cleared, but we did just do a disconnection. So sixth disconnected, fifth disconnected, fourth disconnected, third disconnected, second disconnected, and first disconnected. That life is released from you right now. Next one, I'll just do cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next life, number three. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number four. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the next one. Number five, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So just sit back and relax right now. Maybe do a sampling of your energy system and just see how you feel. See if you feel a little more intact. And we're going to bring back more of your spirit right now as you listen to the music here. It has to be healed. Remember, I said it could have physical problems bringing it back into you. So I'll be doing this for the next minute here for you. Just tune into the beautiful light being on your screen here. Hey. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back to you.
Well, I guess that the parallel lives is like the ultimate in multitasking. And,
yes, it is. The ultimate, yeah.
Spread too thin. Okay, well, thank you for doing that. And let's see, we have a question about how can we best prepare? What's the best plan to work with you to get, you know, through the universal shift?
Well, the most important thing is to do an emotional clearing. That way it allows your spirit to be more with you in your body. Remember, your spirit only leaves you because of the traumas. So if you kind of look at, you drew a line, and the left side of the line had the densities, which is your past judgments, your judgments from, you know, your ancestors in your body. That's who you really are, is your ancestors. You're doing their lifetimes in your body right now because your body wants to release these densities. So it'll bring forth scenarios in your life, maybe different experiences or similar experiences to go through to release the traumas that your body has stored in them from the past. And so you want to get rid of those densities. And your spirit, once you cannot come into the density. So once your body decides to work on a particular issue that's stored inside of it, at that point you're on that roller coaster ride because it naturally knows that that issue could kill it. And it's also preventing that one issue or maybe a couple hundred of them from the ascension process. So it is working diligently to release densities, just that we don't understand that. And so once you work on an issue, then you can, if it's released from you, then your spirit can come into those areas more fully. So you want to actually be able to get into your body 100%. And so what I do for people to help them out is we do the emotional year clearing, and that takes away the issues that you've experienced from when I start the healing back into the womb. And then you have a clean slate, and you're able to look back upon this lifetime, and those energies are released. And that's a great thing to do. It's the most that I could do for anybody. This is a three clearings in one. It clears your spirit of the traumas that was imprinted on it by the emotional body. Remember, the spirit body and the emotional body are both invisible. Okay? And so it clears the emotional body, spirit body, and also the physical body of these densities so that it can be put back into neutral so your spirit can reunite in these locations in your body where the densities were. So this is a great healing. There's other healings, too, that I do, but the most important one is the emotional one. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to take it back to the subject of parallel lives because we have so many comments and questions on the fast chat since you did that beautiful sampling of that for us.
Okay.
So one of them, one of our listeners, Anika, is saying that I think that maybe some of their feelings that they've had of past lifetimes might have actually been from parallel lives, and they're wondering if that could possibly be kind of the same effect.
Yes, it can be. Remember, in the dark side matrix, which is where thoughts are, which is where you actually go to, this is what's holding you, you know, in the past or in the future. Remember, the light only works in the now. So if you just think of the light of love energy, it doesn't know about the future. It doesn't know about the past because the past is recorded. Okay? This is how we're able to do healings on you from the light chip because you have a past record of what you've experienced. But every moment in time and anything in the future is a brand new experience. So going a step further, since the light only works in the now, then what's outside of the now? That's the matrix. What we call Matrix Now, okay? Mainly probably from that movie that was out a while back, okay? That's a good way of putting it, and the way the scenes were in that. So the Matrix is the mind control, and this is how we, you know, lead our life, in a sense, through the Matrix, and this is how the dark side connects to you through thought. And the thought is puts you into the different scenarios, and that is also where those parallel lives are, to dilute your spirit. So I would guess that you could ask your spirit or command it not to leave your body when you're sleeping. That would be one easy thing to do. Although, you know, if it has a body out there, it'll need a body to work with. So that might be a little premature, but basically it only works with you when you're conscious. And this is why you don't want to leave your body, but you want to get in there as much as you can. And then you want to also pull back from parallel lives. And I do a special clearing on that. So there's a lot to do. For myself, it's knowing these things, it's very frustrating on my part on how the dark side, how the Galactic Federation, and I use those words almost synonymously because they're basically the same to me because they're not helping us, okay? And so it's how the dark side has brought all these life forms here off-planet to hurt our physical bodies, how they have wars, and how they're really not doing anything to move us forward spiritually. All they are see us as like a host, and they just take our energy because they could, anytime they choose to, come in and help us. You know, they don't have to have this free will crap stuff that they talk about on different websites of people who do channeling and stuff. You know, that's all a bunch of nonsense. And so the more that I find out about these clearings, which I've known about, and I bring them out slowly, the more frustrating it is for me because people on this planet have had 4,000 years to do this ascension process. And it was up to the Federation to help you. They're the ones that you got to point your finger at and say, where are you guys? How come you brought us these false teachings and religions? Why didn't the religions that are here that people go to every Sunday, why don't they teach us about actually using heart energy and cleaning ourselves out for ascension? You know, that's known, you know, in consciousness. Your spirit knows that. But do they really connect you to your spirit? It's all a bunch of mental, in a sense, masturbation that they're doing. And this energy is just so immense that we're entangled up in this darkness here. And the teachings just are not here on this planet. And that's the job of the Galactic Federation to do that for us. And they just haven't helped us. Now we're at the last, few years of ascension, basically. You know, there's talk now on people that I connect with. They say, you know, something as big is going to happen in 2008. Is that going to be the ascension? I go, oh, I don't know. They say, well, what about 2012? Well, I don't know about that either because I'm not privileged by that information. But it is going to happen. And so here we are as a human species right now. You know, you're all sitting here listening to me. And, man, time is short. You know, when Buddha came to teach about ascension too, you know, his teachings kind of went sideways. And we got out of that now in this lifetime, you know, about reincarnation, you know. You stepped on an ant in a past lifetime, and now you got to make amends for that. You know, well, that's basically true. You have to get rid of that emotional density, but they didn't teach it the way it was so that, you know, what they should have taught was, well, your parents back then, you know, before they conceived the child, had to become more pure, get rid of their densities. So when they did conceive a child, that child is more pure than the parents, okay? And then it goes on and on and on. And so, you know, we could have had probably you know, before Jesus came, you know, probably 10 different generations of families living, and those people probably could have ascended more in Jesus' time. And now we still should be doing it in this last 2,000-year cycle. Remember, Jesus taught the disciples how to do this stuff. Where are those teachings? So anyway, I'll kind of stop there. I kind of get a little upset because of the lack of caring by the Federation and, you know, the energies that they brought in for us here. Because it's very hard because people here just don't know what they're into and how they lose their energy and how bad it really is here. So anyway, Sylvia, we need to get on a more positive note here.
Well, you know, on that, why don't we bring in a divine energy? Let's see, we have, I think we had a request for the Holy Spirit energy to come in.
Sure, okay. So it'll have to be with your own intent on that because that energy doesn't necessarily have that name on the light ship, okay? So we're going to bring in the energy of, I'll bring in the energy of creation, if that's okay for all of you, okay? So we normally bring in, there's 12 major creation energies. So we're going to bring in the energy number 10. So I hope this is okay for the person asking for this here. So this is one of the divine energies. So this is number 10 coming in through the light being on your screen. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, beautiful. It's already here. Coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. So that's creative source energy number 10. And it's one of the 12 source energies that are from creation that do create. So you're going to feel it in your heart center here. And we'll put another song on just momentarily so you can feel that energy. Energy number 11 to this. Energy number 12 here. About ending here, so boy, just leave this energy with you tonight. It's still in your room, and I'll just say briefly that we have 1 hour conference calls on Mondays and Fridays for $20. We go to the light ship, and we have a special ascension process a week from tomorrow. It'll be on the 15th. The cost is $60, and it's a four-hour lightship healing with water charging. So it's just wonderful. So I guess we'll have to sign off now. So blessings to all of you, and hope you enjoyed this program tonight. And the light will be charged up for about a half an hour after this program here. So these divine energies will be coming in, so you can use them if you wish for healing. Just request your healing. So,
I want to thank everyone for all of their questions on the fast chat. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to every one of them, but we're going to continue this topic tomorrow night at 9 p.m. So if you can be with us, we'll take some more of those questions up and also have more healings and energies come in tomorrow at 9. So Until then, much love and many blessings. Good night.
Good night, everyone.